Over the past 40 years, several efforts have been made to teach chimpanzees human language. In the early 1930s, Winthrop and Luella Kellogg raised a female chimpanzee named Gua along with their infant son. At the age of 16 months, Gua could understand about 100 words, but she never did try to speak them. In the 1940s, Keith and Kathy Hayes raised a chimpanzee named Vicky in their home. She learned a large number of words and with some difficulty could mouth the words mama, papa, and cup. More recently, Alan and Beatrice Gardner have taught their chimpanzee Washu to communicate in the American Sign Language with her fingers and hands. Since 1966, in our laboratory at the University of California at Santa Barbara, we have been teaching a chimpanzee called Sarah to read and write with variously shaped and colored pieces of plastic each representing a word. Sarah has a vocabulary of about 130 terms. Why try to teach human language to an ape? In our own case, the motive was to define the fundamental nature of language better. It is often said that language is unique to the human species. Yet it is now well known that many other animals have elaborate communication systems of their own. There was much evidence before we began our project, that the chimpanzee was an animal likely to be able to acquire language. In their natural environment, chimpanzees have an extensive vocal call system. In a human environment, the chimpanzee has been taught to sort pictures into classes. Living and non-living, old and young, male and female. Moreover, the animal can classify the same item in different ways, depending on the alternatives offered. Watermelon is classified as fruit in one set of alternatives. As food in another set. And as big in a third set. On the basis of this experiment, we concluded that the chimpanzee could be taught not only the names of specific members of a class, but also the names for the classes themselves.